few weeks out from the time I'm recording this episode of the Caracast to Christmas and the holidays. And I just left this community meeting here with some community leaders here in Roseburg. And for the past year and a half, probably, I've kind of pulled away from all the big community building I've been doing the previous 8 years. And I had to really focus in on Carrot and building the community of Carrot and our team, and have a lot of focus there for the rest of 2019. But one of those things that's really built community for our team, and something I'm really passionate about that I really want to challenge every single person listening to this episode of the Caracast to, is a holiday giving challenge. Now, it's not what you think. Okay, it's not going out there and donating big sums of cash. What we do is about three or four years ago or so, I started a holiday giving challenge to our team. And the aim isn't to see how much money we can give. And this is in addition to whatever else, you know, we do for our employees around Christmas time. All wins in amplifying your community, amplifying those around you. And so what we do every single holiday now, and I want you guys to all look at doing the same thing for you, whether you're a solo operator and it's just you, or whether you have a small team, is we give every single employee here at Carrot a $100 bill, crisp, brand new $100 bill. And the only criteria for the $100 bill is this. You can't use the $100 bill for anything or for anybody or anything that that you know already. So it can't be for a friend, it can't be for a family member, it can't be for anybody that you currently know, okay? And it has to be used to really amplify positivity and amplify those around you. So let me give you some examples of ways that Carrot team members have really used this $100 to start to spread some Christmas joy. And it really directly impacts our core values here at Carrot as well. But one thing that Andre and our team did was at her local church, there was a new family that was moving to town. And I think he was a police officer, and their finances weren't in a good shape. And what they were able to do was secretly, they did it to where it was very anonymous, give this family some cash. And actually Andre and her family chipped in some more money to be able to help the family even more with their Christmas presents. That was so, so cool. And they did it anonymously. So it just really lit up and made that Christmas season amazing for the family that was able to receive the gift. And it wasn't just the gift that made it amazing for the family, of course. It was the act of community, the act of showing that you care about those around you. Another one was really cool that we saw years ago was someone on the team had, they were at a Starbucks or they were something, you know, they're somewhere at a Starbucks or a restaurant. And this shows the importance that it doesn't have to be this big thing. It doesn't have to be you giving to those in need. It could even be just trying to spread smiles and spread joy. And what happened was one of our team members was at Starbucks, I think it was. And like I said, they ended up saying, okay, I'm going to take $30 of this or $20 or $50 or whatever it was and pay for people's coffees, their drinks behind me. And so in that act, what you initially think is, okay, cool, this is going to pay for 10, 15 people's drinks, and that's awesome. But what I actually ended up doing was inspired others behind them to give also. So other people said, well, shoot, I'm going to keep this going. I'm going to put in $10 and pay for more people's behind me. And then someone else took it to another store across town, and they did the same thing at another store. And it was this like day-long kind of thing where it circled around the area. And that was just really, really cool. Another kid in the community from a school did the same thing. And his got written up about in the newspaper, where he started with $20 and he started this give at a store. And then that give lasted the entire day into the next day, where it just kept on getting passed around rows, where people said that they were inspired that someone would give, just asking nothing in return, and just even if it's just paying for a coffee, and they're inspired to do the same thing. So that spreads joy, y'all, and that's important. That's just as important as actually spreading money to those in need. Spread the joy so people have hope and possibility in the holiday season. One thing that my family and I did was, I've talked about this before in the Caracast, but I've pressured myself sometimes in the past, and even now, to make my giving perfect, right? Where I'm like, man, I'm going to find the perfect cause. I'm going to find the perfect cause that really amplifies the Carrot core values and something that we can put our full force behind. And I know for me, we just never really found the perfect cause. So what would happen is I would give, but I wouldn't give with my full might. You know, it was kind of half-assed giving because I was waiting for the perfect cause to come around. And the same thing happened with this $100 the very first year that we did it. So this was, like I said, 3 or 4 years ago. And my son, who's 6 years old now, he was about two at the time. We were driving in Klamath Falls, Oregon, where my parents live and my wife's parents live. And we were there, it was on Christmas Eve. And this is probably two, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Christmas Eve. And we had this $100 burning a hole in our pockets. And we were just driving around town. I was doing some shopping, like, man, what am I going to do? Am I going to pay for people's things at the store? What am I going to do? So I saw this guy standing on the street and he was selling flowers. He had this old beat up truck and it was sleeting and snowing outside. It was freezing cold. And it was Christmas Eve. And this guy's hustling to sell flowers for 10 bucks a pop. It was these little tiny bouquets with one flower and some arrangement stuff around them. And 10 bucks a pop. And I pulled over there. I'm like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I'm just going to talk to this guy and just see. Okay. And he had, I think it was 20 or 30 flower bouquets left. And he was just freezing, but you knew, you could tell this guy was not doing well financially. And he was hustling on Christmas Eve to make money for something, make money for his family, to provide whatever it was, I'm sure. And so I said, hey, how much for all of it? And instead of, you know, 10 bucks a pop, he's like, man, I can sell these 30 for 100 bucks. I'm like, perfect. Awesome. I had 100 bucks in my pocket. So I give him the 100 bucks. I get those 30 or so flower bouquets. And then I go, okay, now I've got all these flower bouquets. What am I going to do next? And at that time, my grandfather on my dad's side was still alive. But his wife, my grandma, died. She passed away probably 10, 15 years ago. And most of my kids never really had an opportunity to meet her. And she was in an old folks' home her last several years. And I just remember going into those facilities, and there were a lot of people that didn't have family. There were a lot of people that didn't have anyone there on a Christmas. And our family is a big, huge German Catholic family, you know, the Mock side of it. And we would go in there, there's a lot of people in there, and we were just loving on grandma. But a lot of people didn't have that. And I remember that every single day since then. And also when my grandpa went into an assisted living home, which is where he ended up passing away a couple of years after. It was a small, small home. It was probably 10 residents was all. There were some people in there that the nurses said, you know, their family hadn't been there for 6 months, and they were there at Christmas time. They'd kind of just written them off. And so definitely have a soft spot in my heart for people in that stage of life. And they need love and family and community as much as we do, you know, at a younger age. And I think a lot of people kind of write them off and just assume that they're waiting to expire in those places, you know. So we had these 30 or so flower bouquets, and I called up the old folks home that my grandma was at, and we said, hey, we've got these flowers. We'd love to take them to some of the gals that are around there. And so me and my two-year-old son, Colton, we walked in there with these big buckets of flowers, and we just went around. The nurse said we could just go around, and any door that was open, just go ahead and knock on it and go in. And we did, and we had a chance to talk with 30 grandma's there and 30 old gals there. And most of them were completely with it mentally. Some of them, you know, weren't very with it mentally, but they all, it completely changed their day. Some of them said it made their holiday season. You know, some of them said that their family is out of state and they weren't going to be able to see them this Christmas. So then talking with a little two-year-old boy for the minute and a half that we were able to spend with each of them or so, a couple minutes, it just completely made their season. And that to me really showed the power of small gifts, of small giving. And I really want to challenge you to that. You don't have to think big. It doesn't have to be, hey, if you're making $1 million a year, then you have to give. It could be literally take out 20 bucks, take out 50 bucks, take out 100 bucks if you've got it, and find a way to give and spread joy. So we've done that every single year. When we got back to the house, my boy Colton said we were giving flowers to other grandmas. And it turned into Flowers for Other Grandmas. So we actually name it. My two daughters go to it now. And this is what's really cool about this, y'all. And this hopefully inspires you to take some action. Is the next year we went to a store. So there wasn't that guy selling flowers in the street anymore. So we went to the store across the way. It was called Safeway. And Safeway is just a big grocery store. So we went in there the next year and we bought up everything that we could buy up that was like under $3 or $4 a bouquet. And it ended up being about the same, about, you know, 20, 30, 40 bouquets of flowers. We went to the same old folks' home, did the same thing. That year, my daughter McKinley and Colton were along for the ride, and it was just a blast. The kids just loved it. It teaches them giving. It teaches them caring for people and making sure that we don't forget about the older generation. This is what's cool. So then the next year, Safeway in that small town went out of business, so that grocery store wasn't there. So we went to this one called Fred Meyer, and Fred Meyer is all over the West Coast. But Fred Meyer has a flower shop there. And so we went up there and we started piling. We got one grocery cart and we went over and found the discount kind of flower section where the flowers are still, they still look great, but they're kind of on the back half of their life. And this is a good metaphor, right? This is a good metaphor where those flowers are on the back half of their life, but they're still insanely valuable flowers. They're still crazy, crazy beautiful. And they also were worthy of attention, just like the gals that we were giving these flowers to, the back half of their life, still beautiful and still worthy of others' attention in big ways, others' attention and love. So we took these flowers and we started piling up all these bouquets. I had my two oldest with me, McKinley and Colton. And the gals who were working at the flower shop, they said, "You guys mind if we ask what you guys are doing with those flowers?" And I said, "Yeah, this is our third year, and we've been doing something we call Flowers for Other Grandmas. And we just take these flowers to a couple old folks' homes in town and walk around, and we just talk to the grandmas, and we give them some flowers for Christmas." And both the gals that were working there just almost started tearing up, and they just said, "Okay, stop picking up flowers. Go buy that," which was about 70 or 80 bucks worth of flowers. And then she said, "Then come over to us and we're going to load you up even more." So she went and got a second shopping cart and they loaded us up with every single additional flower in that discount flower thing, which we walked out of there with about 50 bouquets of flowers and it only cost us 80 bucks or so. And so we had to go to two old folks' homes that time and really deliver these flowers to other grandmas and make a bunch of grandmas smile. And my kids just loved it because they get to connect with people and they see the power of giving and connection and community. This is where being a beacon of positivity and possibility is where it's all about, y'all. Beacons aren't just to put stuff out there. Beacons are to be captured as well, right? If there's a beacon, the beacon is meant to be seen or heard. And when a beacon is seen or heard, it's meant to then drive action for someone. So if there's a beacon and you're out in the ocean sailing a boat, the beacon is meant to be seen or heard, then it's meant to drive some sort of action for you. It's going to change your navigation, change something. And that's what I want you guys to do, is be a beacon of positivity and possibility. I want you to change the navigation of others in their lives to go out there and be a beacon themselves. And that's what I hope that I am to you guys, a beacon of positivity and possibility to help you change your navigation today in the way that you're living life or doing business so you then can amplify others. So we show up to Fred Meyer last year. Okay, this is this last year now. We show up to Fred Meyer, same flower store, same two gals working at the flower counter. We go in there and start piling up flowers again. I didn't go up there and say, "Hey, can you donate more flowers?" I didn't ask for that. That's not what this is about. Okay, this is about using this 100 bucks that I've got and then doing that. And actually, I take the 100 bucks out of my own pocket now, and then we take the $100 that I get from Carrot and I do something else with it to create a new tradition each year. So the $100 Flowers for Other Grandmas now is our family routine. That's $100 out of our own pocket now. And then we use the Carrot money to start some other giving traditions during the holidays. But we go in there, it's the same two gals. We start buying more flowers and we go up there and buy a whole shopping cart full of flowers. And I think we walked out with $100 flowers and probably, you know, about 30 to 40 bouquets again. Maybe less than that, probably 20 to 30, because we had to buy them all. And then the gals go, "You guys are the ones who were here last year doing this, right?" And we said, yep. And I had my youngest daughter with me too this time. She's 4 years old now. And she goes, "We don't have any flowers for you right now that like we did last year." But she goes, "You know what? It was because you guys inspired us so much last year. We actually created a giving program here at Fred Meyer where we take our flowers as they're expiring throughout the whole year. We take them down to the old folks' homes now." And that right there, like, it's almost making me tear up talking about it right now. That right there, as soon as she said that, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, I was going out to try to create the giving muscle for myself. I was going out there to try to create the giving muscle for my kids and really see the power of giving and the power of building community and the power of loving on other people. And what ended up happening, because we've been consistent with it and we led with heart, not asking for other people for something. We led with heart to change our own hearts first and ended up changing their hearts and changing the hearts of that corporate business where they deliver all of their expiring flowers to old folks' homes now, y'all. It's just so, so cool. So what can you guys do to amplify those around you this holiday season? I want you to take the $100 giving challenge. I want you to take it. Okay. And even and especially if you're having a tough time figuring out what to give to, or you think that you don't have the funds or money to give or the creativity to give, that's where I was, y'all. I was stuck on creativity and giving. So I said, okay, I have to take this $100. I cannot go beyond Christmas Eve without amplifying someone's life here. And it can be as simple as you're in the store in the checkout line, you pay for people's groceries behind you and start to create that for the holiday season. It could be as simple as you're giving flowers to other grandmas in your community and starting that tradition there. But I can promise you that when you're consistent with it and when your heart is there and when you're truly wanting to build community and change lives and be a beacon for other people, that it's going to rub off. It's going to rub off. And that's why I do what I do. One of our clients from California came up here, and his young son was with us. I think he's, you know, junior, senior in high school. And Pavel sent a text message a couple weeks later, and he basically said, you know, my son asked me on the drive back, he said, is Trevor a millionaire? And Pavel said, yes, I think he is. And he said, well, why does he continue to work? Why does Trevor continue to go to work then if he's already a millionaire? And Pavel's answer was great. He said, well, he doesn't have to work anymore, but he chooses to because he can impact others. And that's exactly why I get up in the morning and do my work. You know, like I said, I'm almost even like choking up right now saying this, but that's why I get up and do work. I could sell Carrot and walk away with 15 or 20 million bucks. To me, that'd be semi-empty. I don't want to do that. I want to show up and be able to impact others and do some really, really cool things and be that beacon for you so you can have more freedom, more flexibility, grow your finances, but make your greater impact. Because when you're able to do that, that's when you truly are happy, y'all. Okay, money is fleeting. Money is one of those things that you set these goals for money, but the funny thing is, there's always a higher dollar amount. There's always someone that makes more money than you. So if your happiness is tied to achieving this financial milestone, I can just tell you, you're going to be unhappy. You're just going to be unhappy no matter how much money you have. But as soon as you can tie your worth and your net worth and your work toward impact and being that beacon of positivity and possibility and being that beacon for something that you truly believe in, then that's when work gets exciting. That's when growing your company is not to grow your finances, it's to grow your impact, and it's to grow your happiness and the way that you are really showing up to this world. So take the $100 giving challenge, and I want you to do this, okay? Two things. When you do it, please take a video, a picture, something to show what you did, and use this hashtag, Carrot Giving Challenge. Hashtag Carrot Giving Challenge. Okay, hashtag Carrot Giving Challenge. And hashtag it on Instagram, hashtag it on Facebook. Anybody that does the Carrot Giving Challenge and uses the hashtag and tags me to it, @Trevor.Mock, okay, @Trevor.Mock, or on Facebook, just tag me to it. We're going to send you some cool carrot swag, okay? So tackle this Carrot Giving Challenge, film a video or an image of the give, of the impact, or even after the give. It could have been after you did it and you're filming a recap of how it impacted that person or that community or you, okay? And then tag me on Instagram or Facebook, hashtag Carrot Giving Challenge. And anyone who does this before Christmas Eve, anyone who does it before New Year's Day, we're going to send you some really, really cool carrot swag, okay? It could be a carrot hat, could be a carrot shirt, whatever it is, we're going to send you some carrot swag. Carrot Giving Challenge, please, please, please take the challenge this month. And even if you're listening to this in June, in July, in August, it doesn't matter. Take the darn Carrot Giving Challenge, okay? Take the Carrot Giving Challenge. Take $100, take $20, take $10. Take just your smile and make someone's day and really be that beacon. All right, have an amazing, amazing holiday season. Lead into the year well. Go to carrot.com/epic and make sure you're signed up for my epic planning call where I'm going to be diving in and showing you my exact processes and systems for how I plan out my year. My process has changed the most this year than it ever has because our team has grown the most this past 12 months. And I'm going to be walking you through how I plan out my year and how we're going to be marching towards growing even more, but growing our impact even more. And you're going to be able to download every resource I use. I'm going to walk you through exactly how I plan out my year, how I scale it back to a quarter, how I set my monthly targets, how I am actually productive on the daily basis. Okay, so carrot.com/epic, and you're going to be able to access that training for free because I just want to see you succeed. All right, and please do this for me if you could. If you've appreciated any content we've put out in the Carrot Cast, your greatest gift to me this holiday season is a review and a rating on iTunes. Okay, so head over to iTunes, please, right now. If you've received any value at all that's helped you change your perspective, help you add something to your business, help you even just be more motivated, please give us a rating and review. Of course, 5 stars would be amazing, but give us the one that really matches the value that you feel that we've provided. And that could be the greatest, greatest holiday gift that I could receive is getting over 150 five-star reviews for the Carrot Cast. We're at 134 as of the time I record this. We have like 12,000 people a month download this podcast. So we must be delivering some amazing, amazing value to change many people who are listening to this. So we love you. Have an amazing holidays. Take the giving challenge, and we'll see you on the Epic Planning Call.